can look at somehow?
Yeah, I decided I'd be using the, well, I use the presentation on AuthorStream and then the audio, so that way it would work out as a complete recording. Make sure that the video is actually working the way it's supposed to.
Michael, does the video stream the Auth audio?
No, unfortunately, AuthorStream will let you put audio into your presentations, and I'm guessing it's supposed to work, but I have yet to see it do that. I'm not seeing the video actually happening here. I must have too many windows open.
I am going to reboot over here. I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Okay, that'll give me time to get everything working on this end.
Gotcha.
I'll be listening for your beep. Technology. Can't live with it, can't live without it. No, for some reason, Camtasia just decided to freeze on me. Okay, is that somebody coming or going? That's true. Oh, now it starts. It just started recording. Well, I'm going to stop. I'm going to pause it. And then I'll start it when we're ready to go. Actually, though, yeah, this thing does make a beep when people leave and when they come in.
That's interesting.
Yes. I really like this AuthorStream, though. I accidentally found it when I was trying to get ranked for one of the products that I was trying to promote.
Mm-hmm.
And I was constantly checking on Google to see, you know, if I was on the front page of Google yet. And I went on there and I kept seeing this one thing, AuthorStream. So I said, all right, let me go see what this is. And I went over there and I saw that it was PowerPoint. And I said, geez, this is actually a cool idea. So I quit creating myself a PowerPoint, just like, you know, 5 slides, uploaded it for the keyword term that I wanted to be on there for.
Yeah.
If it didn't show up within an hour, I was right underneath that other guy on the front page of Google. So it was like both of our PowerPoints were one right after the other for that same keyword. So it got in there. Plus then the cool part is you can put clickable links in your presentation.
Oh, yeah.
And people can click on them to go to, like, buy a product or whatever.
It's kind of like the Adobe product that Ross was using.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it's probably based on that.
That was an Adobe Air, I think, Adobe Air environment.
Yep. And then that live stream now is coming in, and that looks like that's going to put a lot of competition on Ustream, because it the quality of the video was so much better.
Codecs are really accelerating right now. You know, this client of mine is putting together and launching the Natural Health Network, and it's going to be a completely web-based TV
uh-huh.
channel. Actually, it's more than a channel. I mean, it's a whole network. And, you know, he just got back from a big conference in Las Vegas, and it's crazy how codecs and you know, HD on the web is just sweeping right now.
Oh, yeah. Now, is that Mogulus that they're using for the TV station?
No. I'm not sure what... They haven't used it yet. I mean, they're in the formation stage.
Is Because Mogalis is supposed to be something where you basically upload all of your videos, plus you can do live, and it'll you know, basically be like a 24-hour station.
How do you spell that?
Mogulus, I think.
Mogulus?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's related to Tube Mogul.
Not sure.
Yeah, there's so many things in this technology world that you can't quite predict.
Yeah.
It's when certain things work together and then they don't work together.
Yeah. And, well, like one of my friends does PowerPoint, or not PowerPoint, he does video. You can do streaming video right in an Adobe document. Like, PDF.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool because, you know, you distribute your document and then, you know, they open it up and then they can click.
I guess it has a link in it.
Yeah. But it's actually, it actually has, like, the picture and then it'll start streaming without leaving the document.
That's really awesome. Have you seen the TED Network? Have you seen videos on TED where they do presentations?
Uh-uh.
They showed a video of technology that if you put a barcode on a piece of paper, the software, you know, it's looking through a video camera to the presenter, will interpose the video onto the where the barcode is, you know, and it's large enough that you can see it, and it's like attached to the paper. So the guy is holding a piece of paper, and there's video playing on the paper.
Wild.
It was cool, and it would distort. Like if you turn the page, it would distort the image to match the page.
Huh.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to be editing a lot of audio off of this. They're recording.
Is it still recording now?
No, it's recording the audio, but not the video. So I figured I'd wait to start doing the video once we're ready. I had a video, an AVI video. Well, it's a 30-minute. It's like 6 gigs. And I was trying to transfer that onto that little drive, but it was too big of a file. It says that, well, FAT32 can't handle 6 gigs or that big of a file, so.
Right.
It's crazy.
Got to use that, what is it, HFS file system?
Yeah, I'll have to convert it.
Mm-hmm. Break it up.
Yeah. Well, the good thing with these drives, they should be able to go into MTFS. But because it was I got this little external drive.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they make them so that they'll run on everything. Mm-hmm. You know, in case you run it on an old Windows 98 PC, it wouldn't be able to read MTFS, but.
Right. So it's the old file system. Who would have thought that a 6 gigabyte file, you know, not being able to store it would be a problem?
Yeah. Heck, back in the day, you know, a 6 gigabyte file, you wouldn't have been able to get it on a computer because back
there was no hard drives that big,
right? Because when I first started messing with computers, I had a one with a 40 meg hard drive, and
that was a big hard drive.
Yeah.
And awesome business back then.
Yeah, and lightning hit the house, and it knocked out my hard drive and my modem. So the insurance company said, "Yeah, well, you know, get some estimates, and we'll replace that for you." So I went to a couple of shops and got estimates for how much, and they were charged. They wanted like $250 or something, like some ridiculous number. So I put those estimates into the insurance company. They sent me a check for, you know, $260. So I went in Computer Shopper, opened up that big old magazine, and found a 200 meg hard drive and I think back then they were 24K modems, and got those, and I still had like, you know, $50 left.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it was like a major upgrade. And then that's when I decided, wow, I need to go into the computer business.
Yeah.
Are you, Tim?
Not yet.
Yeah, I'm back, but my audio's still a problem, so.
Really?
I'll be trying to listen.
Well, you sound good.
Yeah. Sound good this way. Maybe it's just not working your direction. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and start the recording and... Welcome, everybody, to the 5-Day Business Challenge Day 1, where we're going to talk about the traffic blueprint. And there's also, you should have already downloaded the homework assignment, which is mostly about your product. And, some of us already have a product already created. Some of us have the, you know, like a private label rights product that we can use for that. And there's also a link on the page that got you here for a place where you can download private label rights products for free. Now, of course, they're not the most recent ones, but with some of the newer software, nowadays you can refresh a PLR product pretty quick. I was just checking that Mass Article Control program out, and it actually will give you a lot of good options. You can change out complete sentences, or just go for, you know, changing out words so that it makes more sense. But it's really awesome for articles. But you could actually do it with entire sections of a PLR product if you needed to. Now let's see if the presentation will switch over. It didn't for me. What I'm probably going to end up having to refresh this page. Stand by. I might have to give you a new link to the presentation because I'm not sure if this is the one that you're seeing.
Looks like it just refreshed.
Okay, so it did go to the new page?
Yeah, it's working
page?
Now.
Okay, good, yeah.
It's working now.
Alright, let me get to the right size for this video. Thank you.
I went backwards and frontwards there. Okay. Okay, resume. This time for sure. Gosh, I hate when the controls get in the way. Okay, so now we're back on. The first thing we're going to be working on for the traffic is to have a squeeze page set up, because we need those for, you know, we're going to build our list, and we're going to want to convert our traffic into leads, and then redirect traffic to our blog once we've got them on our list. And of course, your list is going to be your target market, so you're going to use blog broadcasts rather than send an email sequence to get them back to your site. And with AWeber, it's really easy to set up, where you get your, every time you put a post out, it sends a message to your entire list. And that way it keeps traffic coming back to your blog, and hopefully they're seeing your ads and making purchases. Now, your main blog is the secondary portion of your traffic. You're going to be doing a lot of pointing to your blog and your squeeze page. So, you know, whatever your domain is, you want your own domain to brand your site. I mean, it's possible to do this with, like, WordPress.com and have a blog on there, but it feels better if you have your own. Plus, if you do any commercial posts on WordPress.com, they will delete you pretty quick. Now, I recommend a WordPress blog on your own hosting, and mainly because you can add whatever plugins you want, put whatever themes you want, make it, you know, your own, and be able to use your own advertisements. Excuse me. Okay. And then, you know, one of the things, though, that you have to do on your main blog is provide, you know, consistent quality content. Without having good content, a blog is really useless, because people will not just go visit your blog a bunch of times if you don't have anything good on there. So once you have your product created, you're going to want to start writing articles and blog posts. Articles, so that we can submit them to different article sites, but the blog posts should be related to those articles. One of the things that we'll be talking about in subsequent calls will be how to make your blog or your articles into multiple blog posts. And I think that's day 3. We'll be talking about that more. But for now, we just want to make sure that you know that you're going to be needing content. You want to get people to your product page using ads or related resources page. So once we get the product uploaded to your site with either using pay.com or Rapid Action Profits, you know, basically you can set up some advertisements on your blog to get them over there. Plus you can also have some, maybe an email early on when they sign up for your list, have them go to your product page as well. So the other part is that the product sales page, and there we're going to be, you know, okay, on your domain. What we'll do is have a separate section of that domain where, you know, well, the sales page or Rapid Action Profits with your sales page in there. And of course, there's the payment processors that we're going to be teaching how to use. You know, with Rapid Action Profits, it pays affiliates directly. And, I mean, you can choose to whether or not you want to have affiliates. I recommend it, because the more people you have out there, you know, sending traffic back to your site, the better. And pay.com will pay you, and then they give you a listing where you can mass pay all the associates at all at one time. and that's very useful. That way you don't have to worry about how much you have to pay everybody, because it will calculate it all, and all you do is just upload that text file to PayPal, and it will send it up. And you will use either a sales letter or a video sales page. Now, for part of the challenge, I'm going to be helping you out with a video sales page on your product. And, of course, you should have some sort of an upsell that complements the product. So if you have an ebook that teaches dog training, you might have a Q&A call with people, once a week, where you teach, or answer people's questions that are trying out your ebook. That way you can help them out with stuff, and you can actually, get a lot more for that, because now you're using your time. And that's kind of things we want to do when we're doing products. And it's always good to have some upsells. Now, the traffic sources. One of the first things you should do is create an account on StumbleUpon. And you should probably have a different account for each niche that you're going to be in. So if you're into the dog training, then you would have a StumbleUpon account for that particular niche. Just StumbleUpon, in the community itself, you actually have a blog available and a lot of different ways that you can interact in the community, either by posting comments on other people's blog posts or through your own posts, and as well if you stumble other stuff, good quality information. One of the things that doesn't do well on StumbleUpon is doing kind of the stuff that is considered spammy, where you're just promoting affiliate links. But you would also want to have Gudu lenses based on your topic, a hub page, and then there's a site called Wet Paint that is very interactive, and it's also very well crawled by Google. So it's definitely a good one. And then there's a lot more Web 2.0 sites, but just choose one or two to do, where you basically do a page that talks about your niche. And again, it's going to take a lot of quality content. That's where, if you have that mass article control program, could be useful, because you can spin the articles so that you have multiple articles that you can use for this. But you want each one of them to be pointing back, like you want your StumbleUpon to be pointing to your Squidoo, and then your Squidoo to point to your hub page, the hub page to your Wet Paint site, and then whatever site you've got out of the other Web 2.0 sites, you would be pointing to that from Wet Paint, and then same, you would be pointing back to StumbleUpon. You basically want to have a very circular way of, where everything is pointing to the other one, because you'll get some traffic going that way, but that's at the beginning. When we're setting up these sites, you want, be putting out good quality content while talking about one of your other sites. And then same with the Squidoo would be, putting out the good quality content, but only talking about the hub page. So that way you're getting, each one is kind of helping the authority of the other one, so to speak. Now, we're going to go a step further, and we're going to have the hub site, which is basically what we just did on the previous slide. Plus, we're going to have some Web 2.0 blogs that I'll be talking to you more about tomorrow. Once we get that, and then we'll be doing blog comments, and the blog comments will all be pointing to your main blog. So at the point when we're ready to do the launch at the very, on the fifth day, is when you're going to start pointing everything towards your main blog. So you'll have your StumbleUpon will be pointing to your main blog. So will the hub pages, Squidoo, Wet Paint. All of them will be pointing to your main blog. The Web 2.0 blog that we're going to be talking about tomorrow also will be pointing to your main blog in addition to each other, because they're going to do a circular type of situation just like we had on this previous slide here. Basically everything's pointing to each other, but then all at one time we're going to change that and add an extra link pointing in to the main blog, so that all of a sudden you've got all these sites pointing into your blog. And then your blog will be getting people to the squeeze page, plus you would have like an opt-in form that would come up based on, using one of the scripts or plugins that I'll be installing on there for you. And then, of course, you've got the social network. I'll be going into more detail on the social networks as well, but basically, if you go and get yourself an account at hellotext.com and ping.fm, and then start signing up for all the social networks that are in those, those two sites connect to, you will have a huge network of sites. And basically, you would be pointing, posting links to any of your Web 2.0 sites that you've got, plus posting, every time you post to your blog, you would have it send out on the social network using the, we've got plugins that will send right to ping.fm, which will send out to all your blogs, all your social networks. And there's also the social networks that have, the blog social networks like LiveJournal, Multiply, Zanga. There's a bunch of those as well, and your main blog will be able to send out posts to those as well. So we'll be basically...
Michael, what was the second one after Hello Text?
Ping.fm.
Okay. Thanks.
It's a really good program. I've been using it for well over a year now, and all the stuff that I've been promoting on a regular basis, I'm ranking so high for right now, and also it helps you with your page rank, because you've got all these links pointing back to your blog, and it's incredible, because you figure Twitter itself is a high PR site. A lot of those other sites too are, have a pretty high page rank, so just by having those aiming, saying, hey, this is where I got my information from, then it just kind of elevates your blog to a higher page rank, and then anything that you write about just has that much more authority, which then is great for later on when you want to promote some affiliate stuff. You can do that as well, and your blog will become an authority site. But again, it hinges on that quality content right at the beginning. Now, this is going to be a short call. I don't usually keep them longer than, a half hour. We got kind of a late start today, but the main thing is, just remember that a lot of the sites we're going to be doing is we're going to be creating little circles that will be... It'll almost look like one of those Ferris wheels that has multiple wheels on it, so that as it's turning, everything is pointing in towards the center of the, so that you have all these Web 2.0 hubs like Hub Pages, Squidoo, and StumbleUpon all pointing to your main blog. But then you've also got Multiply, Zanga, LiveJournal, Windows Live. All those blogs are also pointing to each other, but then they're pointing to your main blog too. And then as you're doing blog comments on other people's sites, there you're mostly going to be pointing back to your main blog on that. And of course, with the social networks now, that one will be able to send links back to everything, you know, including your Web 2.0 blog, your Web 2.0 hub site, and your blog comments. And there is, you know, absolutely nothing wrong with whenever you post a comment on somebody's blog that you tweet about it on Twitter, or if you send it via ping.fm and let everybody know, or hello text. Both of those sites are really useful, HelloText and ping.fm. I have found them to be very useful. Now, ping.fm has two different ways you can send out, either as a status update or as a blog update. And you can actually send a whole blog post out to multiple blogs at once. The only problem is that it doesn't always format it the way you want it to, so that it may just be useful just for sending out announcements that you've made a new post. Now, the homework. You'll want to start creating accounts at all the places that we mentioned. Definitely get on StumbleUpon, because they take up to a week before they let you start posting blog stuff on the site, in the community. But also, if you create your ping.fm account and your HelloText account and start creating accounts at all the social networks, then at least you'll be starting to, you know, have the place. And if you put a link back to your main domain on your profile, that's cool, because then you'll be getting traffic back anyway. Then you want to make sure your product's ready to go. I'll be needing information for me to be able to work on the videos for those. So if you can get me the either the bullet points that you're going to be using, or actually I have a little kind of a questionnaire that if you fill out, it'll give me everything I need to create a good video. So I guess I'll put that in the members area, and I'll send you a link to it. Also, you're going to want to make sure you have a report to give away. It doesn't have to be like an ebook format. You can do it as a video where you're giving good content if people, you know, register. But either way, you want to have something, start building a list, so that way we can get the squeeze page built, and then start writing articles and blog posts. You don't want to post them yet, just get them, you know, so that you have an arsenal of them, and then if you have the software to do it, write variations of the same articles and posts so that you can send them to multiple sites, so it's not always the same thing. You're not going to lose anything by submitting the same articles and blog posts to the same, to all the different sites, but it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of variation in your content throughout the place. And it's really up to you whether you use a pen name or if you write using your own name. It's basically whether you want to be associated with your niche or not. In some cases, if your product is a coaching thing, yeah, then you definitely want to be your own name, but, I use different names for different niches myself, because, I don't really want to be the dog training expert, and because I've never had a dog that didn't crap in the house, so I don't want to be the one to, where somebody says, I know that Mike Savoyan, his dog always craps in the house. So, basically that's where. Now, tools that will help you. RoboForm is great for creating accounts. You can create multiple identities. I recommend using different identities for the social bookmarking sites. That's another place you'll want to start creating accounts as well, is social bookmarking sites, because you will be bookmarking your different sites that you do. Every time you do a post, you want to bookmark it. Again, Mass Article Control, I just bought it myself, and I'm playing around with it now to learn the features of it and everything. It creates articles fast, and you can use multiple keywords, so that way you can actually replace the keywords. So if you're trying to target a specific keyword on one site and then a different keyword on another site, you can do that. And also you can use it for blog posts, so that way you can just cut your articles up into smaller pieces and then do blog posts. And it'll submit to 10 article sites, and if you upgrade to the higher level, submit 20 sites. But better is the Easy Desktop Traffic software, which will do semi-automatic submissions of videos, articles, press releases, classified ads, blogs. It'll send out to all the different blog directories, and then the web directories, and then the social bookmarks. I mean, that one really kicks butt. It's the one that Ross Goldberg put together. Since he pretty much wrote the book on traffic, and then he decided to make the software to go with it, so that way it would help things. It doesn't submit it automatically, though. What it does is it fills in the blank on all the forms, and you still have to hit the submit button at the end. But it's a lot faster than if you had to type in everything all at once. It's a lot like using RoboForm for your account. So what I do is I'll fill an identity out, name, address, phone number, all that info, and then all I have to do is, when I get to the sign up page, click one time and it'll fill in that whole form. Well, with the Easy Desktop Traffic software, it'll do the same thing. There's a whole section. So while he's got one program that'll help you create all the accounts using that same method, and then the actual software that submits, basically it gives you a template that you fill out ahead of time, and then just go through to each of the sites, and then it'll fill in all the appropriate. And he is constantly updating that software, so that as they change the sites around a little bit, it'll still work with them. But a lot of these PowerPoints that I'm putting on here, because I'm making them available to people for free on the on AuthorStream, that's why I'm putting these affiliate links in the actual PowerPoint, because people can actually click on them. So I figure if they want to read all the information today, they're not going to get as much as if they were actually listening to the presentation at the same time, because, I kind of explain a little bit more in detail what's going on. But I figure I'll monetize my work by offering the PowerPoints for free, and then let people click on the links, and that way it's a good way to make some extra money. But basically, that's the first half of the traffic blueprint. And when we go into more detail on the blogging side of it, it's going to make a lot more sense, because when we get we want to first start off with a group of sites that's giving us really good Web 2.0 traffic. In fact, when you do stumble upon, sign up for their link shortening site too. It's su.pr. I call them super, and it really is. It kicks serious butt. Whenever you submit a link, well, if you put the link in and then a little text message, it'll send it out to Twitter and to Facebook for you, so you can link your account to it.
So within minutes, you'll see, you know, your traffic stats on it. Plus, if you do a thumbs up on it, it'll take a picture of the site, so then it'll put a little snapshot image of the site there, and then it'll submit it to StumbleUpon, so that every once in a while, if somebody's looking for, you know, stumbling through different sites on your topic, yours will show up in there, and then if other people like it, it gets even more stumbled traffic. I've got some sites that have gotten, you know, a couple hundred stumbles because it was decent content, so it you know, other people were like, telling others about it. In fact, some of the PowerPoints on AuthorStream did that, I've noticed. So, yeah, I have another site that got 40-some stumbles. But having those kind of you know, tools where you're interlinked with something like StumbleUpon is pretty powerful. And there's also a plugin that you can put on your WordPress blog so that every time you post, it will also submit it to Super, which will also submit it to StumbleUpon. So when, by the time we've got your blogs all tricked out, you'll be, every time you make a post, it'll submit to StumbleUpon, it'll submit to ping.fm, and Twitter, and all the, you know, social media sites. Plus, it'll submit to half a dozen other blog sites. So, you'll have a lot of coverage, and, you know, that's what we like to do is, you know, like the niche prof says, it's the economy of action. You do one thing once, but it gets a lot of coverage because it goes to all these different sites. And if we use RSS feeds, you can also, you know, have your RSS feed showing up on your hub page and on your Squidoo lens and also on Wet Tank. So that's why we chose those particular sites, because they let you have RSS feeds from your blog. So we want to add that after it's already been established for a few days is when we'll add the RSS feeds, because then you'll have some content coming to it. Now, one thing, though, with hub pages, which is really important, and that's if you you want only limited linking away from it, so you would want one link pointing back to your whatever, like to your wet paint site, and then one link to your blog. And I would use the RSS feed to be that one link, because actually you could actually do two, because it's after you get three links going to one site that it that hub pages considers that hub a spam site, because you're trying to send too many links to one site. They're pretty tough with that, but in a way it kind of helps you to know what is constituted as a spammy site. So if you do other sites the same way, where you do only two links to any one domain, then you know you'll be safe from being known as a spam site, or a blogger, as they call it. So that's at the end of the actual presentation. If you have any questions, we'll open it up and see what kind of answers I might have.
Are you advocating having multiple blogs, Michael?
Yeah. If you can, definitely, if you want to do one like on WordPress.com, that should be where your best content will go, and hardly ever, well, you don't want any links to any affiliate products there, but you do want at least a link pointing back to your
to your main blog.
So that serves as your authority site.
Yes. But mainly, but yeah, you can have blogs all over the place. I recommend at least, you know, one main blog for your topic, and that'll be your main domain. And then the Web 2.0 blogs, either, you know, the Zanga, Multiply, and those.
And those can be the exact duplicates where you post the same post that you posted on your main blog.
You can post them there, like, the next day, or even have them auto-post, which is really easy to do. We'll have the plugins set up for that, too.
And also ping.fm will submit to those, too. So if you set it up. In fact, there's a program called postlater.net that you can set it up to submit blog posts to ping.fm, and then it will submit them to all the other sites that it submits blogs to.
Did you say you were going to go over the Web 2.0 blogs tomorrow?
What's that?
Did you say you were going to go over the Web 2.0 blogs? Is that something that's different? Or?
Yeah, the Web 2.0 blogs are like the Zanga, the LiveJournal, and those. And I'll be talking more about those on that PowerPoint.
Cool.
And but those are cool because they really do get indexed quickly, so any links pointing out from them will get followed to your blog, and that's the whole game is developing a really strong content network where as you create new posts, they'll drive traffic constantly. We're having a spaghetti incident here where there's, like, so many cords on this table. Trying to find the cell phone plug is just exciting. I don't know. I'm hoping Tim got to hear most of it. He's been going, I could tell he's going in and out. As far as traffic goes, you know, this will definitely do some good stuff. I was watching a presentation just before this, and he was advocating a lot of the same things that I'm talking about doing, too. And it's good because that means that we're, you know, that, I mean, this guy, too, he's doing like 80 grand a month off of just one niche using all Web 2.0 stuff. And that's the thing. You don't want to have to spend money on traffic. This way you can do it all organically and you just pull in all these people from, you know, that are searching for that particular term. And it's all going to go to your keyword research. If you're looking for buying terms to target, it'll kick some butt. It's just really important that you choose the really good keywords. And, you know, using the keyword, the external keyword tool from Google, that will help you with finding all the right the keywords that get a lot of search and that have a lot of advertising competition. Because you never want to go into something that has a lot of searches but no competition, because that usually means that those terms aren't buying terms. Unless you got lucky and found something that, you know, is the next best thing since sliced bread, but 90% of the time that means that nobody's interested in that for, you know, or at least in spending money on it. They may want to find out everything they want to know about it, but there's nothing to buy. Now, one thing they were showing me was how you can get, like, TV shows. I never would have thought TV shows had so much that money could be made from them, but they were looking at Big Brother 11 and the launch of that, and they had, I don't know how they made all the money off of that, but I guess there's lots of CPA products out there based on that, the cost per action, and you just have to be able to target your market. You get them to come to your site, and then you get them to go to those CPA offers, and there's some really good money in that. So yeah, your first step is to get people to buy your product. But then, after they've bought your product, you want to make it possible for them to get other things too. And that's where the CPA offers and affiliate products from like ClickBank, even Pay.com has got additional products. Both ClickBank and Pay.com make widgets that you can put on your site to sell additional products. So, after that first sale, you want to still keep your customers in your sales funnel and get them exposed to other products. Well, I think I'm going to stop the recording on the Camtasia. It'll just make a big video file, and we'll just leave like one slide up for everything else on the audio. Is there any other questions?
I hope you can hear me, Michael.
Yep.
One thing I've been trying to do, and it hasn't ever worked for me, I've got products in pay.com, and you take the receipt area, and I try to send a receipt over to my AWeber list, and I've got it enabled in AWeber to parse for direct sales and for affiliate sales, and it's never worked. Have you done that?
No, but I just saw a video that's supposed to show how to do that. So what I'll do is I'll put the video up on the site, make it available. Is that the worst? I mean, if it helps you at least see how other people are doing it, it might help.
Yeah, real pain right now. I have been creating a squeeze page once people purchase, and I have trouble with not actually getting on the notify list, and that's caused real problems. So this is a solution to a lot of things, but I haven't been able to get it to work.
Yeah, because that way too you can get them to go from the prospect list to the buyer's list, right? That's kind of what you want it to be able to do.
That's part of it, and the other thing is, I've got a better membership system on Canvas now, and my purchase process is just going to be so slick when I don't need them to go through a squeeze page to end up on the AWeber. I might not have quite the information up on out of them, but I'll have to go gather that some other way. But it's going to really make things better. So beyond my blog membership, it'll be on AWeber, and it'll all tie together. The other thing it'll help with is my membership thing builds them an account based on their PayPal email address.
Oh, okay.
And for some people, that's not a great email address to send email to some people. But if I've got them both on the membership with that ID and on AWeber with that ID, that's going to help reduce some problems as well. So,
yeah.
It all ties together.
Yeah, I'm going to go look for that video right now while I'm thinking about it, because that would definitely be useful. And I was just looking, when I saw that video, I said, wow, I didn't know you could do that. you mentioned it, so...
I've known to do it for for over a year, and it didn't work a year ago, and I didn't have time to go back and look at it again. 5. And very upset and very stubbornly, I've been trying to get it to work. And I even sent in a case to pay.com, and it doesn't look like I've heard back from them.
I know they've done a few really good upgrades to pay.com that I've been hoping would happen, where now you can group products so that they will allow you
for a year.
Yeah. I mean, that's useful because I used to hate that. You'd go for an upsell to a product, and then the person wasn't cookied to that one.
Yeah, the other thing I use that for is I've actually got products set up that will never sell, but they direct people for squeeze pages for preview calls, for example. So you can actually give you give people a link to what looks like a pay.com sales page. It's really just a squeeze page to get people on a list and get them on a preview call. And then later on, your sales page has got a real sales button on it. And it's another product code, and they're all in the same product family. I like making things work that way.
Yeah. Yeah, found the video, downloaded it, so I'll set that up. Plus, there's also a group of videos on how to work with pay.com, and I will add those as well, because I have a video created that I did for showing people how to use pay.com, or Wrap, you know, just the basics, how to set up products, or how to change them, and those kind of things. So, this way, I'll have both the how to use pay.com and also how to do the Aweber to pay.com or pay.com to Aweber. Well, if there's no other questions, I'm gonna call this one a night. And tomorrow night, I'll do part two. And that one's got the rest of the traffic blueprint. Part three, we'll try to remember what's all in part three. I'll have to refresh myself on that one. But I know the first two are the biggest part of the traffic formula. Then after that, I believe it's the social networks themselves. But as long as you start getting your content created as quickly as you can, that's going to be the best way to get a lot of traffic, because you know, the more you put out on different sites.
I wasn't able to hear things properly earlier, so could you run through again the I think there's two products you really recommend for traffic. The Article Mastery looks like it is strictly articles, but a very good thing. And then there's another one you've got that includes things like video and press release submission, right?
Yes, that's the Easy Desktop Traffic one. That one will do press. Then the Easy Button Traffic. Yeah, that one I mentioned in the resource PDF or PowerPoint, but that one is, yeah, I think it's like $27 a month, and it does press releases, videos, and articles, which is cool. And I think that one's as close to automated as it gets, because there's a few of them that say they're automated, and it's mostly just take you to the page, and then you still have to do a lot of stuff. Now the Easy Desktop Traffic, that one is. We'll do a ton of them, but it's a lot more expensive. But it's a desktop software that semi-automates, but it does cover the press releases, videos. Also, will submit to web directories so that that at least that way you got some high-ranking links. And it also ranks all the sites based on their page rank. So there's a lot of 8, 9s, and well, it goes the whole way up from PageRank 1 all the way up to PageRank 9. But you can just work your way down the line. So you start out at the 9 and get all your stuff submitted, and then work your way back. But Article Mastery, who put that one out? I don't remember that one.
That's the Ideal and Bobby, the one where the prices change.
Oh, Mass Article Control? Yeah.
Momentarily.
Yeah, no, I like that one. So far, I'm going to be playing with it more tonight. I wasn't able to get it until this morning, but I'm going to play with it some more. I'll even do a couple of videos to show some ways of making it so that you can submit the same article multiple times, and so that would be cool. And
I was getting the wrong name for it. Mass Article Control is what that one is.
Yeah. And now that one does have the submission as well, but it'll only do 10 sites unless you get the upsell, which I didn't. I figured the 10 best ones are on there anyway. Plus, I've got the other software that I can actually use if I want to submit to more. So, there's lots of them.
Well, I really appreciate it, Michael. I'm going to jump off, and I'll see you tomorrow night then.
Alrighty. I'm going to get going, too, because I have to get some work done before I go to bed.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. See you tomorrow night. Thanks.
Alright. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.